eyes are blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome along to another edition of Aran Calling, the first live broadcast for 2026. I hope wherever you're listening that you had a great break over the holidays. I know many people in New Zealand are still on holidays for at least another week down here, and we're enjoying beautiful weather. It was appropriate we started with that song from U2 tonight, Beautiful Day. Lovely weather down here in New Zealand at the moment. Not too warm in Ireland, cold spell of weather there over the last few days, but certainly it looks like it's going to ease back to more normal temperatures towards the weekend. You're listening to us on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday evening. And of course, our program each week is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's here in New Zealand or across the globe, and you can stay with us. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland, and of course we'll always have plenty of good music, and met a number of people over the holidays that I'm going to play requests for tonight, so picking up a few new listeners all along the way. Lovely interview with Sharon Shannon, the Irish Independent, last week, so I thought we'd start tonight with her and Steve Earle with her version of Galway Girl.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day. I met a little girl and stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, tell me, what would you do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl around a sawtooth prom with a Galway girl. Halfway there when the rain came down of a day, she asked me up to a flat downtown of a fine soft day, and I asked the man, tell me, what would you do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. A Galway girl. Now when I woke up, I was all alone. A broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me, what would you do? Ha! If her hair's black and her eyes are blue. Cause I travel around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Thank you so much. Well, we go there with Sharon Shannon and Steve Earle. And speaking of another version of Galway Girl, Ed Sheeran, he's playing here on the 16th. And he's backed up by a group of a number of various other bands, including Bird, which is a group of Irish ladies, a Celtic band from Lisa Canny, who's the founder of the group from Ballymount and County Mayo. So they're playing here, and I see Bioga, they're playing, I think, on the 15th next week here in Auckland at the Tuning Fork. So there's lots of Irish artists coming our way this year. So if you get a chance to go out and see them, make sure you do that, and we keep updating you here on the program each week with details on what band is coming and where you can see them. Well, the Taoiseach starts off the year with a visit to China. He's in China at the moment. He had a meeting yesterday with Xi Jinping. And of course, it's a big year for Ireland. Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union for 6 months at the beginning of July. And of course, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will obviously be hopefully still featured by then. There's still a bit of fallout as a result of the debacle over the Fianna Fáil's candidate or non-candidate in the presidential election campaign. But before Christmas, Micheál Martin put his hand up and took blame and said it was his fault that things didn't go according to plan, and he intends to continue in his role as leader of Fianna Fáil and Taoiseach. And as far as he's concerned, he plans to lead the party into the next election, but we have to wait and see. As I say, a week is a long time in politics, but if Micheál Martin can survive this year, And I suppose there'll be change of the foot, and then talk is there's only really one name being mentioned as the successor. That's Jim O'Casin, the Meatball TD from South Dublin, and of course the current Minister for Justice. Right, we'll plow on, and I want to play this song by a man whose mother was from Wexford, passed away a few months ago at the ripe old age of 105. But those people that have been in New Zealand for quite a while will remember a singer called Shane. He had a big hit here called St. Paul back in the late 60s. Well, Shane came along and had performed in a surprise birthday party for regular listener to Ireland Calling Paul Oliver just before Christmas. And a lovely chat to Shane, and he's still performing. He's almost 80 and touring the country. And he was telling me that his mum came from Gorey, and she left there to went to England and met his father. And then after he was born, they immigrated to Australia, and he ended up coming to New Zealand after making a few number one hits here. So here he is with a song that I'm sure many of you elderly listeners will remember, called St. Paul.
I looked into the sky. Everything was high, higher than it seemed to be to me. Standing by the sea, thinking I was free. Did I hear you call, or was I dreaming then, St. Paul? You knew it all along. Something had gone wrong. They couldn't hear your song of sadness in the air while they were crying out, beware. Your flowers and long hair, while you and Sergeant Pepper saw the writing on the wall. You say you want to donate your life to the future. Really talk to you, or did you put us on? I think there's something wrong. It's taken you too long to change the world. Sir Isaac Newton said it had to fall. Hey, St. Paul. You say you want to make your life to the future. You say it's who plays it closer,
Shane Hales there, and a song called St. Paul. I'm dedicating that to Paul Oliver, who listens to Iron Calling on a regular basis. Well, sadly, there's been a number of tragedies in Ireland at the beginning, from the beginning of the year. About four people had been killed in road accidents after a record number of people killed last year. And then the breaking story tonight, well, yesterday, of a leading Donegal businessman, Stephen McCahill, who was murdered yesterday. And tonight, literally in the last hour, a 33-year-old man has been arrested and charged with his murder. And it's even sadder, the man arrested is a nephew of the deceased. So, of course, there's been a number of terrible incidents like this in Ireland over the last couple of months. Really, the tragedy in Dundalk in about November, and then in Cork just before Christmas. So this is a terrible time. I was talking in touch with Charlie Collins, formerly of Highland Radio, yesterday. Charlie celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie, yesterday. And he said that he knew Stephen very, very well. And there was different details of the murder at that stage. But the news coming out of Ireland tonight, not good. And this is just a terrible tragedy for the family. Right, we go straight in and have another song. And I want to dedicate this song, by two songs, to the late Johnny Walsh. Johnny passed away on the 29th of December, age 92. He was born on October the 3rd, 1933, in Ross Avail in Connemara, County Galway. And my people in the Irish community in Offaly and Wellington, we remember John and his late wife, May. May was from Charleston, County Mayo, and had the privilege of meeting them many times, but met them after I came here in 89 and struck up a good friendship with John, the late May. So I know John had been battling over the last few years and passed away peacefully, and he got a great send-off last week down there in the church in Seaton, which I think was his parish church for over 60 years. John, like a lot of Irish people that came here in the late 50s, early 60s, started his career working with the Green McCall Company, and worked with Dan Brown in a gang. And John's earlier jobs was working on the Auckland Harbour Bridge that I pass every time I drive into town from the North Shore. And then John and his wife May moved to Wellington to work on the Green McCall project down there in the early 60s for 2 years. And they were planning to come back to Auckland, but those plans never eventuated. And John went out on his own and was very successful in business down there. So I know John is, what you call it, reunited with his beloved May now, and indeed his son-in-law, Frank Folan, who passed away a number of years ago. So to John's family, Maureen, Kate, Deirdre and Teresa, and to Vincent and Paul and all the grandchildren and friends, we offer up our condolences to you. And we know that John and May lived a wonderful life, were fantastic ambassadors for Ireland here in New Zealand. And I thought it's appropriate you played two songs. The first one was played at his funeral the other day. It's from Bartley O'Donnell, called "I'm Far Old Os Ross Avail." And then the Galway Man, I think it's appropriate that we throw in Galway Bay there as well.
Snafade fadun tahor or sevile gunyu yar. Marasan khame mogis hojisar go mohil. Ebranu macher khankrek skets long and wal loir. Snach durin full mochaling ach mochashe verishtan. Nil tadin sha akhabwit marhele khullab. Ikairi leshing alos kal khalil shalom ilam agum lesminu er mohar dinar mogiyum espar yorger in ketlo naran marosvil na khavin jot note majir mohnu chetimi er khalun er khrokan na khoto keche dokhri ake van lehi do bodin agasar in chastan khun tsakh fodir mor rushin tsakh loshtin tsakh nol et mongam horror rani tarin famins was control no wishin took up we khani ama khawal namram ya khatan tad was titori no sugu ti fader boyer sham so be maskri kele koro kraka gudis go وستی تری دخانت نشنیم کل حسل کل وی کورتین دلابلی کلیف سمور وناسته بس مک جان خولی دخان خرکر وک چو بوید بارتین جانی لکی گاری به خولین کریبن نرستو نفتیس بی خوان تبوید گسن تر سرد را وان ترين لان لدين او خيل سالي قن ترابان نفن تيهد نسكن سي اسكو فيتا لدي تراج شان جاكيز مارتين بارتن سيهد كورو لش نمران نافي بن ديكن واليشن ويل كال داقز بلو ونيو ياكو هاللولو نماخ بكات مندو It's a common can sort in a master of a new far way. A whole shit in trotted, it might serve a civil. Snap at the bottom, tacker, or a civil in New York. What a son of Hanamo, yet the Hodgesar go mohill. The brand new master concrete gets longer while the wire. Snap during full mohalling. خوش بریش
two songs going out to the memory of the late Johnny Walsh, who passed away on the 29th of December. We had Galway Bay from Dolores King. Before that, on Fair Oak, Rossabille, where John was born, May John, and indeed his wife, rest in peace. And our condolence again to all of the family. And I know John for many years, and they were real listeners to Ireland Calling. We'll move a bit to sport for a minute and run through some of the things that's happening over there. Of course, Gaelic games, they continued, hard to believe, over the winter months. The final last week, a replay of the Club Camogie final between St. Finbarr's from Cork and Athenry. And both the original game, St. Finbarr's, literally were home and hosed, but Athenry came back and managed to get a draw. And again, they were well in control with about 10 minutes to go in the replay, which was played at Temple Stadium in Clardas, though it was nearly 50-50 whether the game could have gone ahead with the frost on the pitch. But Athenry fought fast in the last few minutes and won by 2 points. And Joe Rabbit, the coach, dedicated the win to former Athenry player Kate Moore, that died in the tragic incident just involving a strike of a hurl, an accidental strike in a game about 3 years ago. So well done to Athenry. So now we've got two finals left. We've got the All-Ireland Club Hurling Final. I think that might be coming up this weekend. That's between Loughrea from Galway and Ballygunner from Waterford. And then the following week, we have the football final. St. Bridget's, who beat Scotstown at the weekend, they will take on Dangan, who beat Ballyboden. I think that went to extra time. And so Ballyboden obviously were favourites for that game, but on Dangan, for the first time, won the Kerry Championship, and now they're into an All-Ireland Club final. So that should be a great game that comes up. Rugby, lots of rugby over the holiday period. And of course, the highlight, and I was at a game there 3 years ago, the Munster-Leinster match, always at Pullman Park, full house. And Leinster, again, victorious. Although Munster have been performing well. Sadly, Connacht beaten by both Leinster at the weekend and Ulster the week before. And now the attention turns to the Heineken Cup competition. And this weekend, Leinster are taking on Rona O'Gara's La Rochelle, the team that are won the championship twice over the last 4 years. And then Munster are playing Toulon. So big games there. Throughout the Christmas period, huge crowds at all the race meetings in Leopardstown, Limerick and Down Royal. Huge crowds. Leopardstown set new records. And people are out there, and the weather was really good. And of course, all attention over the last 2 days has been on the sackings of the managers of the Celtic football team at Man United. Strong connections there for Celtic's major shareholder is an Irish businessman, Dermot Desmond, and obviously doesn't make too many wrong decisions, but he'd be regretting not leaving. Martin O'Neill there, as a temporary manager, Martin took over mid-October after the previous manager. Brendan Rodgers was sacked, and Martin had played 8 games and won 6. And then the new guy came in, Wilfred Nancy, and he played 8 games and won 2. So the writing was on the wall. But Martin O'Neill now has been appointed again to manage the team till the end of the year. Right, let's move on. And this time we're going with Van Morrison, Days Like This.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they should, then I must remember there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When you don't get the trade by that old Judas kiss, and I must remember there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. People understand what I mean. There'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes, if I'll ever sing it. When my mama told me, there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me, she said there'll be days like this.
Van Morrison and Days Like This, and it's a beautiful day here in Auckland. I'm broadcasting from the home studio, and temperature's very, very warm here in the 20s. So I had a good swim this morning on Takapuna Beach. And but of course, swimming, even winterly weather doesn't stop people swimming in Ireland. Huge numbers out on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, swimming in Sandy Cove and Dublin, and indeed other parts of Ireland. And my son Fergus, who's in Ireland, he was over there swimming on Christmas Day, and indeed last week when ringing the new year down in Kilkeith, not far from where Donald Trump has these golf club in Doon Bay. Him and his friends were out there swimming, so certainly beautiful weather. On the farming front, I suppose the good news overnight here, the meat price has gone up. It's been a steady decrease in the meat price over the last 3 or 4 months, and it's expected to drop this year, but in New Zealand at the latest auction, meat price went up by 6%. So hopefully that'll be the same thing for farmers in Ireland. And of course, this time of the year, pretty much all the livestock are off the lands and in sheltered accommodation and slatted houses and cubicle houses as the winter bites in. And I see farmers big protest on Friday in Athlone against the Mercosur deal. Mercosur, this is a trading agreement between the European Union and four American, South American countries, Argentina, Paraguay, Brazil and Uruguay. And it'll open up markets to those European companies in those regions, but will also allow those countries to import their agricultural products into the European Union. This is a worrying time for especially farmers in Ireland and Europe, although I see it looks like Italy are going to approve the deal. It looks like it will be approved, but there's a huge unrest in Ireland amongst the Irish farmers, because not alone will the flood of food coming in from those countries' agricultural products reduce the prices, but it's not as the production line isn't as well protected and ring-fenced as it is in Ireland. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But other stories on the Farm and Independent, yes, there's still a few shows going on, winter shows, and I'll see here, there was one woman, I am my aunt's main carer, and she said she would provide for me in her will, but now the aunt says she's leaving everything to my nephew. What can I do? This is a letter to a solicitor, the solicitor, she's Francis Fanny, she's listening, Balhadrine. that she gives good advice, but on that particular story yesterday, she said, unfortunately, it's up to the aunt to decide who she wants to leave the place to. And she went on and talked about how an uncle or an aunt that never married, how they had a favourite nephew or niece, and despite, or maybe a favourite neighbour, and despite people help them out, they make the will and leave everyone codes in. But overall, farming prices, beef prices in Ireland have been good last year, and no doubt the world demand, it will hopefully be good again this year. It's part of the big discussion which we've had in China over the last few days, with obviously the Prime Minister, President, and other people involved in the food production industry. Right, we want to move on and have a few requests to play this week. I want to play Limerick, You're a Lady for Brother Dennis O'Brien. Met Brother Dennis down on Wirral. We were down there for a family christening over the between Christmas and New Year on the 27th. And that was where myself and my wife Terry were married over just over 30 years ago in Wirral. So Dennis is a brother with the Society of Mary, and has worked in many parts of New Zealand and indeed overseas. We'll dedicate this song, Limerick, You're a Lady, to Dennis, and indeed his good colleague who performed the christening of Bodie Dever last week, Father Archibald, who was a parish priest in Wirral for many years.
Limerick, you're a lady, your shallow waters, tears of joy that flow, the beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go, while waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spent endless days of fun in winter snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're a lady, your shallow waters, tears of joy flow, the beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go, while waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. While waking in the arms of
Yes, Dennis Allen there singing Limerick, You're a Lady, and that dedication going out to Father Dennis O'Brien and Father Aaron Trouble, listening to Ireland Calling for the first time. And you're listening to the program, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday nights on Planet FM, Happily Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday, and Plains of Ben and Christchurch on Saturday night. And welcome to listeners around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. As we move into the new year, it's separately still quite in New Zealand at the moment. The first nearly 2 weeks of January is like the first 2 weeks in August, when a lot of the industry and everything closes down in Ireland, and people have holidays to schools or holidays here for another 3 weeks. And besides that, people are away camping and holidaying, and weather is good. And thankfully here, I mentioned about the road traffic accidents in Ireland being very high last year, but New Zealand have dropped. We're still more people killed on the roads in New Zealand than there is in Ireland. We're going to go straight into the next song, and I want to dedicate this for a bunch of people I met on Takapuna Beach last week, walking my dog Seamus, who's a chocolate lamb, some of you may know. We bumped into what we thought was a clone of Seamus, an identical looking dog called Belle, a few years younger. And Belle lives in Wellington with Debbie and Richard Green, and they were up visiting their daughter Megan, who's here in Auckland. And we were joined on our walk along the beach and by fellow Celt, Abigail, originally from Scotland, but has lived in New Zealand for a long time. So for all of you, I'm going to play the High Kings and Will You Go, Lassie, Go.
I will build my love about near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will ya go, oh, I see, go. My true love, she were gone, I would surely find another where wild mountain thyme grows round the blooming heather. Will you go?
Lassie, go.
Will You Go, Lassie Go, than where you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. What else is happening in Ireland? Of course, yesterday being the 6th of January, the last official day of Christmas, and otherwise known as the Feast of Nollaig na Mban. Just reading about the traditions of Nollaig na Mban, it was a day that the women, who traditionally did all the work in the houses for many, many years, they were working right through Christmas and right up to the end, and they felt the 6th was a day that they could take it easy and they could eat some of the Christmas cake or some of the other food that was left over. But I just looking on the RTE website there about all that was left on the 6th was the dregs, whereas the men had the great feast at the beginning of Christmas on Christmas Day and for the 12 days in between. And I remember growing up as a young family, we used to all say the rosary on the, most nights, but on that particular night, we lit 12 candles. And, you know, there were small little birthday candles. And by the time we finished the rosary, they were all being quenched. And we all thought that whatever candle you got, whatever color it was, if that candle was also innocent, that candle went out, if you were the first in that household to die. Thankfully, that hasn't happened too many years of us yet. And I know that was talked about on RT Radio yesterday. So traditionally, you didn't take down the Christmas decorations till the 6th, and you left the holly up until the Feast of St. Bridget. And so that's not too far away. So, Ash Philippe, yeah, we're into 2026. So let's hope it's a good year for all of us. This time we go with the Cars and Dreams, and let's hope on our dreams come true this year.
Now here you go again, you see, you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down?
right. You're listening to Ireland Calling. That was The Cars there and Dreams. And believe it or not, we're coming to the end of the first edition of Ireland Calling. Just a quickly run back through some of the other news items. I see Rory McIlroy. He won the Sportsman of the Year for Britain, the BBC Award. And then a week later, he won the Irish Sportsman of the Year. Big year for him last year, winning the Masters, which gives him the Grand Slam of golf tournaments. And I'm sure he'd be hoping to win a few more majors this year. Good year last year for Shane Lowry, and a good year. There was a lot of people in the mix for the Irish Sports Star of the World, including athletes, boxers. And, you know, let's hope it's a good year this year. Of course, there's a possibility Ireland, Republic of Ireland, and indeed Northern Ireland, they've got knockout matches to play in March. And if they win those matches, they'll be off to the World Cup. Of course, New Zealand already there. And this year, of course, Ireland are down here in July, the 18th of July. Then the All Blacks are one-off test at Beauty Path. And then the All Blacks in August are off for a four-test series in South Africa. But that's about it. I hope that you're all keeping well. And if you're on holidays here in New Zealand, enjoy this holidays, enjoy that fine weather. And we'll be back again next week and the week after that. And after that, with another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. The Water Boys are coming our way in a few weeks' time. So we play the whole of the moon here to finish the program tonight. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. And have a great 2026. We'll be right back.